Welcome to the Camille Healing Podcast. This episode is a little shortcut into healing. And I'm using this to demonstrate that healing is feeling. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to take your magic wand and you're going to assume that you can immediately heal one thing within yourself. Not an external situation, one thing internally within yourself. And you can wave your magic wand and you can immediately heal this. Have a think about what that one thing is within yourself. You might want to close your eyes, you might want to meditate, go inside, feel into your heart and your body and see what arises. Maybe a few things arise, but maybe you keep circling back to one thing that your heart is calling you into. And it's not, doesn't involve anyone else. It doesn't involve anything else. It doesn't involve anything external. You cannot control external factors. It's one thing that you're doing within yourself, to yourself, that you are creating, that you want to heal. When you've arrived at that one thing, you're going to write it down in one sentence. One sentence only, and a short sentence. This is something, once you've written it down, you're going to notice this is something you're very familiar with. This is something that's probably permeated through many areas of your life. This is something that probably feels old, maybe even ancient. This is something, hopefully, it is something deeply internal and personal. And maybe it's triggering to read it on paper. Maybe you don't like the way it sounds. Maybe it brings up all sorts of feelings. Maybe you don't like the way it makes you feel. Chances are you don't. That's why you want to heal it. Very normal, very natural. We should always be looking within ourselves to find these things. And now we found one thing. We're going to wave our magic wand and we're going to heal it immediately. To do that, the only thing to do is to feel yourself without that feeling. Feel yourself without that challenge, without that block, without that belief system, without that habit, without that behavior. Feel yourself. Close your eyes. Go inside. And feel. See yourself in your mind's eye. Without the challenge, without the block. Take a few moments to breathe there and feel it. Feel into everything that it means to you. Feel everything that it connects to. See yourself moving in space, free of this block, of this pain, of this habit, of this belief, whatever it is. What are you doing? What are you doing with your body? How are you moving your body? What are your emotions? Feel it all. And visualize yourself. Now the reason I'm inviting you to do this practice is because the first time you do this, you are not going to be able to visualize yourself for very long, if at all. And you're not going to be able to feel it for very long or very deeply. And maybe you're smiling, listening to this, thinking, how did you know? I know, because I've done this myself. This is the whole point I'm trying to invite you to understand. The block that you felt that is so familiar, that follows you around everywhere, is there. You're willing to feel it, you're willing to put energy into it, you're willing to keep recreating it for yourself. That's nothing new. But when you get the chance to feel beyond it, when you get the chance to wave your magic wand and it's gone, that's the most important thing. Because when you can feel into yourself beyond that block, when you can feel into yourself living and embodying life, your life, without that, and you see yourself in all the detail and you feel all the emotions and you keep feeling everything that it's connected to, everything that you do and are in that space, and you really connect to that, that is when whatever it is that's blocking you starts to soften. It stops becoming the thing that controls you. Now, doing this is a process. The first time you do it, you're not going to be able to sustain the frequency for very long. It's going to be like trying to open a fractal. It's going to try and open it, and then it's going to collapse back in on itself. Then you're going to try again. Feeling is a process, and healing is a journey of feeling. And all inner revelation and spiritual growth occurs through feeling. We have to feel in order to create our reality. So, after you start developing this and cultivating a practice, and you start normalizing the way it feels to be beyond your limitations, that's when you're going to start experiencing yourself beyond your limitations. And when you do that, you start experiencing the external world beyond your limitations. Because at the moment, you're only feeling and experiencing what you're allowing yourself to experience from within. The more you do this, the more your nervous system and your energy field starts to ground and expand into this new way of being. Because it's a way of being. It affects the way you feel, the way you move, the way you act, the way you think, the way you experience the entirety of life. And the deeper you can visualize that, and the deeper you can connect to it and play in that space, and notice when you collapse in on yourself and you give up, and notice where you run out of energy and you can't sustain that frequency, and notice when you collapse back in on the block, that's just information. It's training. The same way you go to the gym and you train to build stronger muscles, it's the exact same process for training your nervous system and training your energy body to expand into higher frequency dimensions. You start to embody what you feel, and when you can access your heart in this way and do this and keep going deeper and deeper into the visuals in particular and who you are when you are beyond your limits, feeling that person and adoring that person and really enjoying how it feels to be you without the block, without the suffering. Once you've waved your magic wand and you've practiced this over and over again and you've studied yourself and you've understood why you keep collapsing back into the same place, why you can't hold it, why you can't hold the frequency for more than a day, right? At the beginning, you may not be able to hold the frequency for even 5 minutes, but then gradually you're going to train yourself. Then you're going to be able to hold the frequency for a day, then a few days. Then it's going to become a stream of consciousness, and it's going to become very easy to drop into. And then it's going to become a way of life. It's going to become you and how you live your life. And that can happen very quickly when you keep practicing and studying, not just practicing, thinking that this is another manifestation protocol and I'm just going to keep visualizing myself in my future and then wondering why my life isn't changing. This is not about that. This is about knowing yourself, using the polarity of where you are now versus where you could be and where you actually want to be, using the polarity of the frequencies. One frequency is going to be much higher than the other, and one frequency is going to be much harder to feel into and embody than the other. And when you stretch yourself and stretch your limits, and you constantly notice why you yourself bring yourself back to the denser vibrations, and you can treat yourself kindly when you see yourself doing that over and over again, rather than shaming yourself and judging yourself for it. If you can be kind to yourself and balance within, understanding that this is a process, it takes practice, you will soon find that whatever comes your way, you're going to be very able to move beyond your limits. Because we are only limited by what we are willing to feel. And when we are blocked by fear, because of trauma, because of chronic stress, because of our life experiences, our unresolved ancestral trauma, when we are holding fear, especially when we don't have a relationship to the fear, and it's moving through our energy system, it's moving through our root space, it's moving through our heart, but we don't feel it because we don't feel safe enough to feel it and process it, that's when it becomes very difficult to really visualize yourself beyond your limits. Because whenever you try to feel into the higher frequencies, what's the vibration that you need to feel first? The denser vibrations. You're going to have to feel into the immediate physical body. And if that's where you're holding a lot of trauma in your nervous system, forget about feeling into 12D. You're going to feel first your own nervous system. And when you don't like what you feel, or it feels threatening, you're going to shut down. And then the whole experience of training yourself to feel beyond becomes very, very challenging. So this is a journey of healing and practicing radical self-honesty by feeling and allowing yourself to understand that there's more. Start to embody a practice that allows you to feel into that more, and all the while learning about yourself in the here and now, about why you do what you do. It's not about bypassing where you are now and dreaming about the future. It's about feeling where you are now, what you've created, what you keep creating, and allow yourself to feel, stretch a little bit, your capacity to feel and your energetic perception and your visual perception, and start to train yourself to feel a bigger field of consciousness beyond just your immediate comfort zone and your immediate identity of what you're so familiar with. And by repeating this practice, what you'll notice is the more you get comfortable feeling into the possibilities, feeling into who you are beyond the block, feeling into who this person is and how they move, and look at them, how much they're enjoying themselves and how delighted they are and how at peace they are and how everything flows through them, around them, within them. They are their own orbit. When you feel that over and over again, the only thing that happens is you start to feel more of it. And when you start to feel more of it and you adapt your lifestyle and you start to embody what you're feeling, because it's now your felt sense, it's now part of your felt sense experience, that's when your behavior changes. And when your behavior changes and you are able to feel deeper into your true potential and the way you really want to live, that's when life just responds to you. It's not a big secret. It's just a reality. It's just the fabric of reality, is that it's always, always responding to us. The entire web is responding to us. And it loves it when we are connected to ourselves. That's really it. It loves to respond to us when we know who we are and we are receptive and open to receiving. We can only be open to receiving when we are willing to feel.